between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Today's just another day on the grind. Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Giggles, and I have a cat update for you. So last week, I couldn't let go of the fact that my cat burrowed her way out of my window screen. Well, yesterday, I was still sleeping. It was like 5 a.m, and I am awoken by the angriest cat growls. My back room window was open, and there was the local tomcat outside the window playing some kind of Romeo to Peter Pan's Juliet. Only Peter Pan was not happy, not even kind of having it. She was so messed up by the interaction that she spent the next hour aggressively growling and hissing under the couch. Anytime either me or Shadow approached, it was crazy. I've never seen this kind of reaction before. She even attacked Shadow like once or twice. I had to make sure I was in between them until she calmed down after that. But it was just so unexpected. She normally isn't like this at all. Any suggestions? That was just a super creepy possession-like experience with what is usually a very loving cat. I am also open to hearing about your possessed cat stories. Feel free to send those into my email, dimlightanxiety@gmail.com, all one word, or any kind of my social media accounts. From campy to, why won't it just die, scary? I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. Speaking of fucked up brains, let's move on to the author of our nightmares for tonight. Today's story is brought to you by your crazed host, me, Giggles. There are times the job just gets you down. Then there are times it is an outside factor. A factor to this magnitude is, however, not ideal for production. Submitted for the approval of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of the Soul Collector. Sam woke up that morning ready to start his first day at his new job. People tend to look down on the ones that work for this corporation, but the pay was too good to pass up. He threw on his blue vest, grabbed his keys, and took off for the store. Getting out of his car, he saw an old man crouched in the corner by the entrance door. He tried not to make contact and hurried by, but the man was mumbling something under his breath as he rocked back and forth. Sam couldn't quite make out what he was saying without getting closer, but it sounded something like, "Beware the vent recalls." Knowing recalls were important to be aware of, he made a mental note and continued on. He knew it was weird, but he really needed this job. Apartment rates have become ridiculous, and he could no longer afford to eat. He couldn't even afford to move because nothing out there was cheaper than what he was already living in. This was it. His last chance at simply surviving. He couldn't become like the guy on the corner, so he sure as shit wasn't going to let that guy make him late for his first day. After some brief training, Sam was sent out on his own. He never really liked too many people, so stalking overnights practically on his own was right up his alley. This one guy, Kendall, looked like he'd been there forever. Kendall was the stalker on the other end of the aisle, and Sam thought it was cool that they would still find a place for someone no matter their age. Sam watched in awe and curiosity at the surprising speed Kendall loaded the shelves. He practically threw them in their place without ever touching the shelf. There was such a grace in such a simple movement, almost like he was dancing. Sam started on his own palette, but very obviously lacked Kendall's speed, let alone grace. He went to grab a case of cans, not seeing the ripped side. Sam picked it up and they started rolling everywhere. Spastically, Sam ran around trying to collect the adventurous items, but it was so chaotic. Kendall stopped what he was doing to help with the gathering. Sam, flustered and juggling cans unsuccessfully, attempted to converse with his new coworker.
Thanks, man. Hey, I was watching you earlier. You really are smooth at this job. How long have you been here?
About 2 years,
Kendall said plainly.
That's awesome. Any pointers?
Don't drop shit.
Time dragged on as the monotonous task crawled along. His body ached, and this old guy was making him look bad already. Frustrated, Sam glanced over at his competitor. But much to Sam's shock, Kendall was just standing there. It looked as if he went to reach for an item in the very back, then someone hit pause. Frozen in the moment, Sam walked over to him.
Are you okay?
Kendall's eyes were glazed over, staring through Sam at nothing. Sam waved his hand in front of Kendall's eyes. Kendall jumped and slid down the shelves, finally waking as he sat on the floor. He blinked a few times, finally registering Sam.
What do you want, a dance? Dude, I think you should take a break. You don't look so hot.
Kendall merely grumbled something about not hitting on him and then continued working on his section. Sam shrugged, then continued as well. He didn't understand what just happened. But who was he to push? It was only his first day after all. Sam turned back to the shelves, and in his movement to fill the empty spaces, he jumped at what he saw, or thought he saw. A large eyeball blinked, then stared at him. Sam dropped the can he was holding and bit his tongue to suppress his curse intended to show his shock. Kendall jumped at the crashing sound of the can and looked up in time to watch Sam decimate the entire section of cans on the shelf. Fury and confusion flooded his mind as he yelled to Sam,
"What the hell are you doing? I'm not helping you clean that up this time."
Sam just stared at the shelf, searching for something that's no longer there. The sound, however, attracted their boss. She came around the corner only to see Sam standing there with a look of utter confusion.
"What's going on here? Is everything all right?"
"Fuck if I know. This guy's losing it."
"Sam? Sam."
She gently touched his shoulder, causing him to jump. He suddenly woke from his daze.
It was here. I swear it was here.
"I saw it."
"Well, that's okay," she replied. "Whatever you lost, I'm sure you'll find it. Tell you what, why don't you clean this up and then go ahead and take your 15? Clear your head. The night shift can play tricks on your brain." Sam started replacing the can, still unconvinced it was just the hours playing tricks on him.
He had seen it clearly. It blinked. It was staring right at him. Can after can mindlessly made its way back onto the shelf. Preoccupied with what he saw, he barely paid attention to what his hands were doing until his fingers brushed something smooth and slimy. He tried to jerk his hurt hand away when he felt something like a suction cup pull him back. Next thing he knew, the cans were reshelved and he was walking like a zombie to the break room. He sat down by himself to enjoy an energy drink and donuts, when one of the guys on the other side of the store sat next to him.
First night, huh?
Sam only responded with a nod.
How you adjusting to the hours so far?
Not well, I think. Sam rubbed the back of his neck. I've been working next to Kendall. Do you know him?
Yeah, he's really uptight for only being 25, but solid worker.
Sam nearly spit out his drink, but out of decorum caught himself.
He's only 25?
He does not seem that young.
I just don't get this place at all. Like, the guy out front, why was he warning people about vent recalls?
Who, Earl?
Yeah, he's a strange one. He was actually warning about tentacles?
That makes even less sense, Sam explained in response.
I know, right? Yeah, he used to work here for a while, right up until his mental breakdown about 6 months ago. Tried to knock over the aisles. Said there was something living inside them. Shame, though. He was a solid worker up until then. Never missed a shift. Real shame.
Back at it, Sam couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. Very off. There is no way Kendall could be that young. And he was certain he saw something in the shelves as well. Was he destined to end up like Crazy Earl? Just then he looked up at the shelf again, expecting something to jump out at him.
Hey, Sam! Sam nearly jumped onto the shelf. Don't go knocking down more cans. We have more to do than just clean up your messes.
Kendall was in Sam's face now, and Sam could see the deep crevices in Kendall's forehead and eyes. Shrugging, Sam turned back to the shelf only to have that eye staring back at him again.
What now?
Kendall explained, and throwing up his arms, turned to the shelf as well. The shock visibly washed over his body.
What the fuck is that? Oh no, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Get out of the aisle and stand by the wall.
Kendall stormed off down the aisles, repeating that last sentence to everyone. Confused by what kind of drill this was, everyone still obeyed while chatting in curiosity. Kendall disappeared into the back room. Sam was standing at the front of the wall, shaking. People kept coming up to him, looking for answers, but he couldn't seem to form any words. The manager came screaming around the corner.
What the hell is going on here? I want to know who.
Before she could finish, Kendall came crashing through and on a forklift.
Last call, he yelled, before he crashed into the back row of shelves repeatedly.
He would back up, then ram the shelf full force, with the manager screaming the whole time, until it finally gave.
Timber bitches.
The first one fell into the next one until product was everywhere, and each shelf was on its side. Then, to everyone's surprise, 9 of these motherfucking octopus-like creatures crawled out of their hiding places and made their way for any available exit. Go, Sam! Yeah, kick that creature's ass! What the fuck? This was pretty messed up. I'm not sure I'm ever going to be able to reach to the back for that one item I can't live without ever again. Well, you heard it too. What did you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now, well, I guess we will carry on with these details. The website is really cool. You should definitely check it out. It has the new episode at the top of the homepage, so you don't even have to go searching for it. It also has a direct email link to me, so you can get the stories to me quickly, and so much more. I think I'm forgetting something. All right, the actual web address. Well, that's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. You guys are so awesome for listening with me today. I don't think I could have done it alone. If you also enjoyed delving into someone's nightmares, please give me a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, or any platform you use to listen to today's episode. I mean, what's stopping you? It shouldn't even take long at all. Just a couple of clicks. The third time is always charmed, hence why this season is already going so great. But for the third week in a row, I have your writing prompt. I promise I will stop counting them after this. But here it is. She found herself right at the edge of the cliff. Blood was dripping off of her barefoot toes. Just add that to somewhere in your story. Why is she there? Is it a prison of her own making or someone else's making? You decide. The possibilities are fucking endless. If that doesn't get your creative blood flowing, I don't know what will. When you are finished attempting to make me squirm in terror, email your creation at dimlightanxiety@gmail.com. And finally, here's the last bit of today's terror tale created by me, your host, to spark your nightmares. After all, they are a terrible thing to waste. Enjoy, if you dare. The one hiding in the aisle Sam and Kendall worked slinked up to Sam, that big eyeball staring right at him, then blinked. In that moment, instead of freezing, Sam leapt to action and out of instinct grabbed the salt from the feature next to him. He tore it open and threw it directly into that creepy fucking eye. The creature screams in a high-pitched dying noise, then slithers out the front door, all of its legs wiggling in every direction. The noise still echoes in its absence. I would tell you where this was, but thankfully, the store is closed and is no longer a risk. As far as we know, through extensive research, no other creatures like that are taking residence in other branches, and despite rumors, they are not collecting souls for profit. That's just ridiculous. But come to think of it, the employees in my local store do appear to be aging rapidly. I call this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Hopefully nothing lurks behind your shelves. Until next week, creep it real!
This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.